Well, the Avtera speaks about Menorah, and that gives it relevance to Shabbos Chanukah and Parshas Bala Yischa. This week's shir is based on the Sefer Pri Tzadik, but Emirat Hashem will be adding a lot, Ki Yad Hashem Atreva Aleinu, based on how much time we have. Vayomer Eli, Zechariah says, a Malach spoke to me and said, Mo ata roye, what do you see? Vayomer, and I said to the Malach, Ra'isi, I see. V'hinei menoiras zohav kula. I see a pure golden menoira. V'gula al roisha. And there is a big sifon on top. A big basin, a big bowl. The shiva neirasel there. The shiva mutsok is the neiras asher al roisha. There's a big, huge bowl. Out of the bowl, there's spouts, which are bringing oil through seven little pipes to each one of the seven branches of menorah. So there's 49 pipes heading down from this bowl, feeding oil into the seven branches of the menorah. Okay. Ushnayim zeisim aleh. And on top of this big bowl, which is on top of the menorah, says Zechariah, I see two olive trees. Echad mimin hagula ve'echad al smayla. One's on the right side of this bowl, one's on the left side, this big, huge basin, which is being supplied by oil coming out of two trees, and the oil is transported down to the menorah, where it's lit, where it's burning. So Zechariah says, after I was shown this vision, I turned to the Malach, and I said to him, what is this? Explain to me what I'm seeing. So afterwards it says, the Malach told him, there's a message here for Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, Gemara says in the Chemya, who was instrumental in Klal Yisrael coming back with Bayesheni, Tkufas Bayesheni begins with Zerubbabel. What is the message for Zerubbabel? Loi v'chayel, not with armies. Loi v'chayach, not with strength. Ki im beruchi, only with my spirit, Amar Hashem Tzvokes. The way you're going to be successful is not with strength, not with armies, but with my spirit. Which Kipshutai goes on building Yerushalayim the second time, building Bayesheni, etc. However, Reb Tzadik says that this is also teaching us a tremendous limud about limud HaTorah. Of course, we can never be learning Torah Shebaal Peh. We can never be zecher to learn Torah Shebaal Peh to understand it, unless if we are mishtadel, we have to really muchazich, work very hard, put in strenuous effort, Pasim el teichal, pa amaim mesura tishte, val oras atatishon, v'chayit zar tichye, uvatayra ata omol. You have to be mamish omol batayra. The Bach says the reason why we make a bracha, asher kedishonu mizayse betivonu, lasik bedivri sayra. Says the Bach, where is there a mitzvah to be oisik? Mitzvah to learn tayra. Where does it say lasik? The Bach says, mechukaisi telechu is a mitzvah, shtiva meilim batayra, and that's the Makar for the bracha of Lasik Bidiv Yisera, Mechuyiv Mamish to Isaac, and work very, very diligently in trying to understand the Torah, like the Rambam says, to take away sleep. That's what we Zechet to Kesar Shal Torah, the Rambam Hichas Tamu Torah. However, says Rav Tzadik, at the end of the whole day, it is still a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She reminds us of Avart, it's over B'Shem the Goyin. Others say, why is the Gemara say in Megillah, if someone says, Lo yagati umatsasi, I did not toil in Torah and I succeeded in understanding it. Al tamid, don't believe me, he doesn't understand it. Someone didn't work hard at something, he does not have a real understanding of what he's learning, of the text. Someone says, yagati v'lo umatsasi, says the Gemara, someone says, I worked very hard, I mazmamish yageya, I toiled, and I wasn't successful, don't believe him, it's not true. Someone says, yagati umatsasi, tamid, says I worked hard and I successful, believe him. Fekta Goin and others, why does the Gemara choose to use the Lashon of Yigati? I worked hard, umatsasi, and I found. The word mitzi in Lashon HaKodesh is behesach hadas. You weren't paying attention. It was unexpected. A mitzi is something that you weren't expecting to come b'chlal. Like the Gemara says in Makis, that the piece of wood flies out, and then the person sticks his head out. The head came out afterwards, you're potter from going to Golis. Mitzi means something that's completely unexpected. If a person's looking for it, why is it unexpected? Why is it a mitzi? So the Gaon says, and this is a beferish in the Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah, from the Gaon's brother, that even after all the yagiyah in the world, after all the work and all the diligence, which you're not going to have anything from Torah without, you still have to know that it's all siyata d'shamayah, all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every bit of understanding Torah Hashem is all a complete mitziah. So if someone's learning Torah and he finds it very hard, and what he's learning makes no sense, and he's not getting it, that's fine, that's normal, that's how it should be. And then you're still yageya, and all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifts you, like it says in the Torah, we midbar matana, matana nachlil is a bechina, matana in Torah, the Baruch Hu gives it over, all of a sudden you're just gifted to understand the Torah. Chazal say specifically about Torah Shva Peh, there's a very famous Tanchuma in Parshas Noyach, where the Medrash Tanchuma is marach and explains that the Torah Shva Ksav Klai Yisrael Senasa V'nishma. But Torah Shva Peh, they didn't want to be makabel, because it's so difficult to learn Torah Shva Peh. Torah Shva Peh, you can't sit back on your easy chair. To really work very, very hard. Menad Shina Me'enoi. Miut Sheino, like it says in Memchas Dvarim. The Tanchuma says, Darkish of Torah was said, Pasim Artecha was said, Dafka with Torah Shva Peh. The bris of Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curious, but Torah Shva Peh. It says in Yeshaya, Ha'om Ha'olchim B'choshech, Ro'o Argadol. What's Ha'om Ha'olchim B'choshech? Is Bali Talmud. The Svarim say, B'mechashakim Ho'yshivani, is Gematria Talmud Bavli. It's Choshech. But at the end, you see Argadol. The end, Ro'oivav can say to Shemesh B'vgarasai. And the Rebbeinu had to be koi for har kegigas. It wasn't nasa v'nishma. Because only makabel teresh v'ksav. Teresh v'al peh. You have to mamash mucha. But af al pikein. You're not going to get any Torah without it. But after all that, it still comes as a complete divine gift. The Rebbeinu comes and teaches it to you as a gift. It's a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Christ saw no problem saying nasa v'nishma. Because there's no yigiyah and no tsar. Very, very easy teresh v'ksav. But Teresh Shva Peh, Shver Sugya, a hard Taisvis, a difficult Rambam, that takes a lot of work. And after all that, says Rav Tzadik, and says, the Vilna Gaon, that's a Lashon Yagati Umatsasi. It's still a Metziah after all that. Don't expect to find it. Beschus your work, beschus your toil, you'll be Zeche to get it. That's the Lashon Yagati Umatsasi. So Rav Tzadik says, actually that's Pshat in the Pasuk in Shir Amalis. Shav lochem mashkim meikum oichir lechem ha'atzavim. You're wasting your time, you people that wake up early in the morning eating the bread of toil. Waking up so early, you're working so hard, it's a waste of time. Kein yitin liyadidei sheina. He'll give it to, Hashem will give the saving to his friends who are sleeping. And the Pasuk Pshat, the Chayim Yisrael explains, of course, is you can have someone who works very, very hard, someone doesn't do any work. If it was nigzer, he's going to get it, I'll get it anyways. Kein yitim yedidei shena. But what Tzadik says, al pi darkeinu, you have someone that's working very, very, very hard on learning. And he finally gets another piece, and he's gifted another piece, he's working very hard. But take a look at Shlomo HaMelech. In one night, Hashem decided to give him a chachma, he's yedid Hashem, and in one sleep, when he had, he got called to Erekula, Bavli Yerushalmi, and all the Rishonim and Achreinim, and all the Mahachim on it, in one night. So, Shav lochem mashkim meikum. Ha'oichir lechem ha'atzavim. Doesn't mean it's a waste of time. It just means that you see that sometimes someone can work hard and someone cannot work hard. Hashem decides to give it to him. That's what the Pasuk is coming to say. Because it's all a gift at the end of the day anyways. Memela. The Orin HaKodesh and the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan are both Meramis HaTorah. Why do you have two Kelim for Torah? The Shulchan Malachim. Is Keser, Malchus, the Mizbeach Hazav is, everybody knows, Keser Kahuna. Well, why do we have two Ramazim on Torah? So many Mefarshim are Mazber that the Arayin, which had inside it the Sefer Torah and the Luchas Abris, is Torah Shebekzav. Some say that the Lashon of Arayin has the word Ar, that's the source of the Ar, the Torah Shebekzav. But the rays that come out, which we bring and extrapolate, so we get halacha lemaisa of Torah Shva Peh, that's menorah, hasn't it? The word ner, I saw this brought down, ner is coming out of the Torah, and you're taking it and working on it and working very hard from the pasuk to get the halacha lemaisa through all the yishayim, all the papulim, all the havinis, all the maskanis, and everything until you get to it. That's Torah Shva Peh. That's very hard. So the Aron is meram is Torah Shva Peh, and the menorah is Torah Shva Peh. they say the six kanim. Some say Amaramis to the Shisha Surya Mishnah, which are all pointing towards the middle one, which was referring to Tereshiv Ksav, but the Menorah in general references Tereshiv Alpeh. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's parasha, we're told, had a difficulty with the Menorah. Because we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, Gemara says in Menachos, when he was being shown every door, he was shown the door of Rabbi Akiva, and he saw Rabbi Akiva giving shir, the Gemara says, and he couldn't follow Rabbi Akiva's shir. Very strange. Until someone asked Rabbi Akiva a question, and asked him, how do you know this? And Rabbi Akiva answered, that's Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So Tzadik's Mazber. The Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mahus of Torah Shev Ksav. Rabbi Akiva is the Mahus of Torah Shev Alpeh. And of course, everything's based on Torah Shev Ksav. But Moshe Rabbeinu was so Torah Shev Ksav, and Rabbi Akiva is so Torah Shev Alpeh, that there was a bit of a jarring difficulty in relating to the Torah Shev Alpeh of Rabbi Akiva. Until he said, he had nochadait like that the Torah Shev Alpeh is based on Torah Shev Ksav. And that's why Moshe was iskasha by the Menorah. Because Menorah is Torah Shev Alpeh. So Rabbi Yisham said, Nasa Me'aleh, what does Nasa Me'aleh mean? Nasa Me'aleh, like we explained. It really happens on its own anyways. That's a gift. At the end of the day, it's a gift. Because we have a T'nai, we have to go along and work very hard for it. We have to work on the Torah Shev Alpeh. And the Svarim say, the Maral explains, and Yidur Rabbi Tzadik explains, that this began very much in the time of Bayesheni, till the end of Chorim Bayesheni was a Tkufa of Torah Shev Ksav, and then began Torah Shev Alpeh, the Zugois, the Machloikis, which the Gemara Chagiga says, which began by the time of Bayesheni. So that began the Tkufa of Torah Shev Alpeh, so this is a message for Zerubbabel. You're going to have to work very hard, you should know. Loi B'choyach, the Loi B'chayel, the Torah which you have doesn't come from Koyach, is not coming from Chayel. What's Koyach and what's Chayel? Koyach refers to the actual strength of Liman HaTorah which you're putting in. You're trying to work very hard to have a lot of Torah. Chayel, the armies, he explains, refers to all the Yiras Shemayim. You can't have Torah without Yiras Shemayim. Torah Shemayim, Yiras Shemayim doesn't last. Even your Yiras Shemayim, even your Torah, you have to know, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Madrega, every step, they're able to be Zeichet to Torah, able to understand that. You have to know, it's all mamash a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ein HaMelech, Noisha B'Roiv Choyel. Melech is the Tamil Chachamim. The Chayel doesn't necessarily help him. That's again the Koyach, the Yerushamayim and the Torah, those are the two things. And he explains, Chayel is Torah and Koyach is Yeru, he brings different rights. Avraham Avinu is the Melech, but I'll say that he was, Eilum was Mamlechim and Eimek HaMelech. So Ein HaMelech, even Avraham Avinu, at every moment, whenever he was being Matzliach and Torah, he knew that it was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu, who was famous for his Madregas and Yerushamayim, Pachad Yitzchak, he knew that it's not him. Even though he was Gibor, Kaivish as Yitzchak, Gibor lo yinotza b'rev koyach, he knew it wasn't himself. He knew it was a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eini Hashem ol yireyav, le'mayachem l'chastoy, the hoping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should bequeath them more and more Yerushamayim, more and more Torah. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping, you have nothing. You can't have it. So the Menorah, loy b'choyach, loy b'chayil, kiim beruchi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that yes, there's a Menorah, functioning Menorah, which represents Torah Shev Alpeh, but it comes from itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a system set up where it's running. Ki Hashem yitin chochmo, mipiv das usvuno. L'chayr, we could also tie in this beautiful Reb Tzadik to the beginning of the parasha. Everybody knows, Torah says, V'yaski naharin. Rashi says, V'hagid shifchei shal arin shalei shino. Which means Rashi was bothered, obviously. Why does the Torah tell us that Aaron listened to the instruction to light the menorah? Why wouldn't he? What's the chiddush? The Lidvareinu is very good. Yidua that Rashi says on the word Baaloischa, in one of his pshatim, Rashi says Baaloischa means you should hold it at Achate Shalhevis Oilam Me'aleh. The flame needs to light on its own. You hold the fire right next to it. If it gets so hot, it catches and it lights. Ad Kedei Kach, Reb Chaim Brisker, in his Chedushim on the Rambam in Hilchos, Bias Mikdash, Reb Chaim writes that there is no mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah, just a mitzvah that the Menorah should should constantly be lit. Tamid should be lit. There's no mitzvah in the ma'is of lighting it. Meaning, because the point is, it ends up getting lit on its own. So you would think, if so, Aaron says, listen, you know it's happening on its own. What am I doing? Why should I bother? There's not even a real mitzvah. There's a tzad that yaitzah with a zar. You don't even need a kohen gadol. Melamed shaleishino. Ayas kenaharin. He went and he did it. He knew that at the end of the day, it's all, what the menorah is being around is, it's all the Rabbi Shalom doing for him. You don't even really do anything. You don't even really light it. That's not the mitzvah. But still, that's what the Rabbi Shalom wants. That's what he wants for me to go along and still put in my effort, even though the end is all going to happen from itself. It's going to be burning from itself. I'm going to be receiving the Torah from itself. Still, Aaron went and he did it. Based on this week, we resechet in Mechadesh to answer a very shver Rambam in Truvis and in Hilchas Tefillah. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefillah in Perek Yud Mehilchas Tefillah at the end of the second of the Brechas HaTorah, we'll see the second with the counting of it. At the end of last day with the Yisrael, the Rambam says, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisin HaTorah. I'm not confusing this with Asher Baruch Rabbanu. Asher Baruch Rabbanu, of course, finishes with Noisin HaTorah. But even at last day with the Yisrael, V'harvna Hashem Alkeinu, you say, and etc. V'lem Yisrael Asach HaNishma, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Rambam says, you say Noisin HaTorah. This is how it is in all the Kisviyad of the Rambam. That's how the Taimanim actually say it. The Rush brings such a Shita. And even though in the old Rambams, which are still all over the place, the Rambam says, you see, Amlam and Torah Lama Yisrael, like Nusach of the Gemara. But in Chuvis HaRambam Beferish, in Chuvis Peradar from the Rambam, the Eitzra Tfilis brings in Tikkun Tfilah that Ravon Benoishel HaRambam, the Rambam's son, also said this. There's a whole bunch of different places this is flying around. In Chuvis, the Rambam says Beferish that the correct thing to say is nice in the Torah. The Rambam asks a question. He says, the bracha did speak about loim de tayr, but loim de yisar esecha. So you should finish off with malami tayr. Says the Rambam, listen to this, please don't faint. So the Rambam, if someone says a malami tayr lama yisro, which is what I say, which is what most of us say, Taimanim are not roiv of klai yisro. They have to continue, of course, with their mesayra. He says, if someone says that, he is a chayte, a toye, a mistaken sinner. Why? Because it is very sharp for lashon. So like the Rambam, what do you mean Hashem teaching you Torah? Hashem gave you the Torah, you gotta go along and learn it. Just like every mitzvah, Hashem's not doing the mitzvah for you, Hashem's not putting on tefillin for you, Hashem's not keeping Shabbos for you, you have to go along and do it. So you also have to go along and learn Torah, and therefore, says the Rambam, you don't say Malam and Torah Lama Yisrael, you're supposed to say, nice and Hashem gave you the Torah, now that he gave it to us, we have to go along and keep it. That's what's like the Rambam. Now, on this Rambam, again, in the Siddur Eitzra Tfilis, and I saw Rav Shmuel Vazir, Chazak Gavroch, and Shubba Shevet Alevi, asks on this Rambam, L'chaira, how could the Rambam have an issue with the words, L'ma Tera L'ma Yisrael, if in Tehillim it says so many times, in Kuf Yates, L'mdeni Chukacha, in all different forms and fashions. The most famous one, obviously, is Baruch Atah Hashem, L'mdeni Chukacha. It says it so many times, the other psukim, Ani Hashem L'mdecha L'hoyel, in Yeshaya, in Avirabah, you say, Kein Dechanenu, L'mdenu. Over and over, you speak about Hashem teaching us Torah. What's wrong with saying Hashem teaching us Torah? Azoi, fragging the Achrayim on this Rambam. And again, the Rambam doesn't want to say, I'm allowing me to tell you, he wants to say nice and a Torah. So to explain this Rambam, and why it shouldn't be shver from all the numerous places where it seems that we do say the Lashon Melamed, to be miyasha, this Rambam will be makdim. That earlier, the Rambam in the brach itself of lastik, he says, doesn't say Hashem Kedushon Hitzivano lastik with every sayra. The Rambam says Hashem Kedushon Hitzivano al divri tayra. And again, the Rishonim, the Rush, the Tour, bring this different ischais. The Rambam holds to say al divri tayra. And of course, argues in the Gemara, and what we say is lastik divri sayra. But Tzvardim and the Mechaber, Mefeirish, Paskin, this is already big, huge, maybe, I don't know numbers. Maybe it's right. Maybe it's not. But a gigantic portion of Klai Yisrael Mamre say these words al divrei Torah. So the Bach and the Taz and the Beis Yosef are all Masber. And this Machlokes is based on what the Brach is about. According to the Nusach of al divrei Torah, which again is the Nusach of the Rambam. So it's, you're saying Hashem, you commanded us, Kishanu, Mitzvahis, Vitzivanu, al divrei Torah, everything to do with Torah. To learn Torah, to keep the mitzvahs. So it includes Torah and mitzvahs. You say lastik with every sayer, then it's specifically about limud haTorah. Lastly, with the Visayar Dafka, we mentioned earlier, the Bach says, even it says specifically about a Melis Batayr. But the Ram and the Sheet is to say general, and again, Ashkenazim, follow the Ramah, say Lastly, with the Visayar. We'll come back to this in a moment. That's another Machlaikis. We want to mention one more Machlaikis. Many Mishraim say that in the Bracha, you should say, Veharevna with a Vav. Why with a Vav? Because it's a continuation of the previous bracha. Sheikh Shoah is the one last with the Risar, Vaharevna, it's all one bracha. And therefore, if you hear someone say last with the Risar, you don't answer Amen, because it continues into Vaharevna. However, the Rambam and a bunch of Yishrayim also, the Balamar in the back of the Gemara, say Befavish, there are three Berachas HaTayra, last with the Risar, Vaharevna, and Asher Bacharbanu. The Beni Yoyna is Masber that these three brachas, according to Shita, that there's three brachas. Lasik, Vaharavna has his own bracha, Asher Bacha Banu. So look at Beni Yoyna, what's these three brachas? He says, Keneged, Mikra, Mishnah, and Drashas. He says, Mikra is, because we're going to be going along saying Yivarechacha right afterwards. Mishnah, you can be learning is El Makayman, and Drashas, you can be saying Rabbi Yishmael. And that's what these three brachas are Keneged. Asher Bacha Banu is Keneged, Tayyar Shebeksav, even though it's the last one. And Lasoik, says Rabbi Nioina, he says, Al Debitayr is connected to the Medrash, and Harav not connected to the Mishnah. So it's not in the order how you would think it would go. I do think that very often we do find out the Chazal put Divrei Seifrim before Divrei Tayr, because Chavivin, the Gemara says in a few places. Continues Rabbi Nioina, and says, according to Rabbi Yaakov, according to Rabbi Tam, that says, all one bracha, enough to say Amen, and this is based on rules in Hilchos Brachas. If it's considered smucha l'chaverta, or if you should put another baruch at the beginning, so according to Shita, there's only two brachas. Says Rabbeinu Yoina that Asher Kesav and Savanu last week and Vaharavna, which we said was Mishnah and Drasha, they unite together and becomes one new topic of Tarei Shal Peh. So Asher Bracha Avadu is Tarei Shevikzav, and this first bracha is Tarei Shal Peh. Now let's put together everything that we had and see if we can answer the Rambam. The Rambam who held that there's three separate brachas. And the middle bracha is a bracha of Harevna, again without a Vav. So this bracha, what does this bracha say? This bracha says, Hashem, I find the Torah a little bit hard sometimes. Harevna, make it sweet for me. Help my children. Help all of us that we should know Torah Lishma. And finishes off, how? If you're going to finish it in Malamed Torah L'Am Yisrael, did you take any responsibility in this bracha? Did you take upon yourself to learn any Torah? No. What do you say? Harevna, make it sweet, Hashem, do this, teach me Torah. What are you talking about? It doesn't work like that. You're mechuyif to go along and learn Torah. You're mechuyif to go along and work, like the Rambam says. You might even be a chayte with this attitude. However, I think it's very possible that the Rambam would agree, according to the Rishonim, that hold that these two things go together, it's one bracha, and the bracha already began, not just the words al divitar like the Rambam. If you would begin with lastik b'divri sayra, and you already took responsibility to be amal b'tayra, you agree to do all that, then you understand, of course, but I know at the end of the day, I'm a Torah, I'm a Yisrael, but I'm not saying Olam, I'm saying Olam because I'm being Isaac, and therefore I deserve to have Torah, Rabbi Shalom help me. Whoa, no problem, the Ram would never have an issue with it. And forget, all those places that they ask on him, from Kuf Yates and other places, it does mention Lilmoy Torah. So it mentions Lilmoy Torah, it's okay to mention Olam. But if this bracha is on its own, that's where the Rambam has a problem of Lamed. So that would answer the Rambam l'shitasei and us l'shitasei. Since we hold, you say Lasik. And we hold, that's one bracha with Malamed, because we say the Vav, and it's considered one bracha, so if there's no problem, just finish the Malamed, because of course it's really Malamed, like we explained. Because the Rambam didn't want to be Malamed without you going along. And everyone can just go to sleep, like Shlema HaMelech. You're not allowed to. You have to be sitting in Isaac, be Isaac in Tyre. So, this would answer, according to what we said, the nusach of the brachas. And it would fit in very nicely to what we said, Rabbeinu Yonah said, that according to the Rishayim, that's two brachas. Asher bracha banu is Tayyar Shebeksav. And this bracha is a bracha Tayyar Shebal Peh. Because like we were imagining, by Tayyar Shebal Peh, that's when a person has to go along and put in tremendous amal, even though at the end of the day, it's still Malamed Torah L'Am Yisrael. So the Chizik, which comes out, is that If you're learning your Torah and you're finding it's difficult, it's hard, it's a good sign. It's a sign you're really learning Torah. It's a sign that you're being Isaac Torah the way you're supposed to. And what's the result going to be? What comes out of such a Torah? The Vayishlam is going to go along and gift you. He's going to help you. He's going to become a Metziah. You're suddenly going to find it. When you're least expecting it, you worked so hard, you went to sleep. And the next day the Vayishlam gives you to a gift, or all of a sudden it just pops into your head. And don't have to give any scientific explanations how your brain's processing it. Not necessary. According to the Gedolei Torah, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Hashem yitin chokhma, mipiv das esfuna, habo letayer, misayin oisai. This is the Menorah, which is running on its own. The teaching you, loy b'koyach, loy b'chayil, ki beruchi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the end of the day, I'm the one that gives you the Torah. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we thank Him, and we say, Melamed Torah la'am Yisrael, Shkayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we could answer a lot of different things. I'll just mention one more. When Kasinach HaSakash, Mitzvah Taflamid, that he says, maybe Noshim, you understand, Noshim should make a bracha of Asher Bachabonu to be Meshabeach and the Torah, but why are they making a bracha for learning? Last week with Divrei Torah, what does that have to do with them? They're not Mechoi Bechlal, it doesn't even make sense. Nein, because according to what we're saying, the bracha, is for, according to Bali Taisvah, to say it's one bracha, the bracha really is a Melamed Torah L'Am Yisrael. That's really the punchline of the bracha. Just you can't stop saying it. So we begin, we speak about, of course, our Chiyuv is Lasik. But at the end of the day, it ends up being a Birchas HaShavach. You don't have to say like the Shitas that say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Peshua, and Brachas has a different Mahalach from Beni Yoyin. Brings a Beni Yoyin. He says, I have a Mahalach, one's Birchas HaMitzvah, one's Birchas HaShavach. But according to Beni Yoyin, name, this is also Birchas HaShavach. And that's why Noshim will be saying this Bracha also. We could also add the famous Gemara Nedarim and Shabbos. The Gemara says, Tamid HaChavim, sometimes, unfortunately, you're not Zeicha, the children will be Isaac and Torah. The Gemara says, "Peshaloi baruch v'tarat chilo." The Gemara brings a ride that Eretz Yisrael itself was nechrav because Klal Yisrael weren't baruch v'tarat chilo. The Gemara darshens it. What's the pshat? They didn't make a brichas atara before. According to what we're saying, we can say that they were Isaac and Torah, but they didn't have appreciation that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches it to them. So they had smuggled. We're smart. We'll figure out. We can do it on our own. They didn't feel they needed the nice and that Torah, the Melamed Torah L'Am Yisrael, to go along and teach it to them, and therefore. And that might be what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Shalai Bircha Batera Tchila. They were Isaac and Tyra. But this Bracha, Malamat Tyra Lama Yisrael, they, according to the way we're explaining, they didn't want to have that attitude of Malamat Tyra Lama Yisrael. They said, no, it's us, we do it all. And they didn't appreciate that at the end of the day, it's Baruchi, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it, and therefore, of the arts, and Tyra, if someone does that, Chas Shalom doesn't get passed on to next door. Also, one last thing, the Gemara says in Ida, that what should someone do if he wants to become a Talmud Chachim? The Gemara says, he should be mevakish rachamim, David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yarbi b'yeshiva. Gemara says, ha v'ha leisag, you can't have one without the other. You have to be oisik and tayra, mimar b'yeshiva, intensify your learning, add more time, and continue davening, because you need this blend. You have to know that you have to work on it, you also have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is m'lam and tayra l'am Yisrael, you have to ask Him to go along and teach you. And if you do that, then you zoyche b'ez Hashem Yisbarach to be zoyche to Kabbalah Satayra every single day, Kol Yom Yu, Beinecha Kechadoshim. Shabbos.